Hi, everyone. Guess what? You've tuned in to The Good Stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge. And are we ever delighted to have you here so we can share some good things with you? Not all farmers are cut from the same cloth, you know. Some dabble. Others are born into it. The ones that are up at dawn feeding, herding, and selling, they read Tri-State Livestock News. It's not for everyone, but for those who live and breathe the ranch life. It's their weekly Bible, covering all corners of agriculture from grains to gears. It's what real ranchers read, Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN.com. Okay, Mike, I have got something. Is enough or empty with a question mark? This is a true story sent in by Brighton Kalisa. And it's again called Enough or Empty. In Matthew, it says, give us this day our daily bread. In life, there are always two views of everything, and it depends on how you view it. One may see a glass of water as half empty, while another may see the same glass as half full. What keeps you going is actually how you view things in life. Today I learned an interesting story based on what my little daughter said when we were driving. Here's what happened. Today my little daughter was really interested in knowing the function of each parts of the interior of a car. Probably it is because when we got into the car to drive, it started to drizzle and I had turned on the wipers. She asked about the wipers. I explained that they help wipe away water on the screen so we could see properly. As I was changing the gears, she asked about them and I explained. Next, she was on the hazard button. I also explained its function. After a few minutes of silence, she asked to press the horn and I accepted. I saw her playing with the handbrake as I was still driving. Then I told her that when the car is moving, we do not apply either foot or handbrake. Amongst all the things we discussed, as I was explaining, was the fuel gauge. Each car normally has the letters E for empty and F for full. My daughter said, Dad, I know what the E stands for. Out of curiosity, I said, tell me, dear. She said, it stands for enough. She continued, we always have enough fuel. That is why the pointer is always pointing at E. I was speechless to say the least, knowing that because of economical challenges, my pointer is always pointing at E, but meaning empty. Now the child sees enough because we have enough for each day and God has seen us through with our pointer on E. I asked myself a serious self-searching question. How many times have I complained that my pointer is at empty, but still the following day I drive, and the other day, and so many other days? I had a small prayer while my little daughter sat by my side and said, Lord, teach me to read that E is enough rather than empty. For sure, the Lord provides for each day. So the next time you see E on the dashboard, rather the pointer is at E or wherever you please, know that it is enough for the day. Again, that's from Brighton Kalisa.
All right. Well, thanks for that, Kim. I have some more life lessons a wise man should share. Just a couple of those today on The Good Stuff. No excuses. Stop making excuses. Replace them with ways to do better. Excuses are a waste of time and energy. And let others know where you stand. Be uncompromising and be upfront when someone steps on your core values. And another wisdom, never be afraid of a challenge. You put on your shoes like every other man. Now it comes down to who wants it more. Some lessons in life a wise man should share.
Well, those sounded good. Hey, I've got some quotes about Congress.
Oh, no.
Yeah, exactly right. These are made in fun, but I think you'll enjoy them. Okay, here's one. Congress is so strange, a man gets up to speak and says nothing. Nobody listens, and then everybody disagrees.
Yeah, that's about right.
Boris Marshalov said that.
Okay.
Anyway, the only difference between death and taxes is that death doesn't get worse every time Congress meets.
How true.
Yeah. Will Rogers said that. I thought that was pretty...
wise man.
But, yeah. And I have wondered at times what the Ten Commandments would have looked like if Moses had run them through the U.S. Congress. Ronald Reagan posed that thought.
First of all, they would be like 20 times as many in that.
Yep.
Anyway. Folks, if you have something to share on The Good Stuff, we hope that you'll send that to kimhburge@gmail.com. We really appreciate that. And we like hearing from folks out there in our listening area. Great radio stations out there like Scotts Bluffs, KNEB, and Wheatland, Wyoming's KYCN. Thanks for tuning in to The Good Stuff.